This Al Jolson podcast is sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. From January 13, 1949, Al Jolson and Groucho Marx in a great segment, followed by a great song by Al Jolson.
Say, Levan, have you seen Groucho Marx?
You're Groucho Marx.
So I'm Groucho Marx. I'd never know it. I'm much better looking in person.
You haven't changed much, Groucho. Of course, I noticed a few gray hairs.
That's not gray hair, that's snow.
You think this is cold? Why, last week, Larry Parks had laryngitis so bad, Jolson could hardly talk.
Can't stop Jolson from talking. You can't even stop him from singing. Where is the old relic?
The old codger is right over there. But Groucho, do me a favor. I was kidding Al about leaving the hall, and he took me seriously.
Well, don't kid about it. Leave.
All I ask is that you put in a good word for me.
Oh, okay, Oscar. Hey, Jolson.
Hello, Groucho.
I want to put in a word for Levan.
Put her over there in the wastebasket. Groucho, it's good to see you. What have you been doing lately?
Selling mink coats.
Selling mink coats?
Yes, and here's a beauty, only $40.
Now, wait a minute. Mink coats for $40. How can you sell them so cheap?
Well, I have no overhead. I don't advertise. I don't pay rent, and I steal the coats.
Now, look, Groucho, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait for my laugh.
Wait a minute. Listen, I know you don't steal coats. Tell me the truth. Where do you get them?
Well, it's very simple, Al. I trap them with my big musical trap.
Yeah?
Oh, I walk out in the woods and play seductive music on my zither. Yeah. The little animals hear the music, do a striptease, and take off their fuzz.
Well, what kind of an animal does a striptease?
Well, it's a cross between a mink and a Kalinsky. It's a sort of a Minsky.
Look, Groucho, never mind the sales talk. I'm not in the market.
It's a good investment, Jolson. There's no upkeep on a mink coat, unless the mink are still alive.
Well, the upkeep is on the girl inside the coat.
Only if she's alive. You don't know what a bargain these coats are. Do you realize how expensive it is to raise mink and feed them?
I haven't the slightest idea. What do mink eat?
Sable.
What?
And get this, Al. On every coat, there are 168 mink.
168 mink. Gee, this sounds like a business that I should be in. But where would I get 168 mink?
You don't need 168. You start out with one. Now, wait a minute. You better start out with two. And, Al, it'll help if they're both not named Sam. Now, come on, Jolson, loosen up.
Huh?
Loosen up.
If I loosen up anymore, I'll fall down.
This is your last chance to buy a coat.
Oh, come on. Come on, Brock. Let's forget about coats. Besides, my wife wouldn't know mink from cat.
Good. This mink happens to be genuine cat. Comes with a saucer of milk in each pocket.
Groucho.
From Elsie, the cow.
You're crazy. I don't want to discuss mink anymore. I don't want to discuss mink anymore.
You don't want to discuss mink anymore?
No, no.
I'm doing my own straight lines now. Well, how about a seal coat, Al? Of course, your wife would have to spend the winter on a wet rock in San Francisco Bay.
Listen, I don't want a seal coat either.
But this is genuine Hudson seal. The only coat you step down to get into.
Groucho, look, why do you have to sell fur coats? Haven't you still got that radio show?
You bet your life, for Elgin American Compacts. It's the only compact with a mirror that makes you look 20 years younger.
Oh, stop it, Groucho. Mirror that makes you look 20 years younger.
That's right. The other day, a 20-year-old girl looked into one and completely disappeared.
Gee, if I looked into one, I'd be 16 again.
That fellow that just laughed is older than you, Al. Al, would you like to put in an order?
No, thank. I don't want to buy any compacts.
Would you be interested in buying NBC?
NBC? No, it's an old network.
You're wrong, Al. It's hardly used.
If you're listening, Niles Cramer, Groucho's just kidding.
Jolson, pay attention. I've got a real buy for you. How about a nightclub?
What would I be doing with a nightclub?
Well, you could sing there, which would give you a good excuse to stay away.
Groucho, now wait a minute. You're not going to sell me anything. I didn't fight my way through this smudge for this. I don't know why they're doing all that smudging anyway. This morning I squeezed an orange. Instead of juice, I got cinders.
You should have seen what I squeezed this morning. Instead of my wife, I got the maid.
You ought to be more careful, Groucho.
Yes, I might get my wife sometime.
You know something?
If the maid is listening, I'm only kidding.
Groucho, you know, I think your mind is wandering.
Yes, I think some night I'll go with it. Certainly has more fun than I do. But, Jolson, stop changing the subject. How would you like to buy a hotel?
A hotel? Now, wait a minute. That interests me. Is it a good hotel?
I inspected it myself. I looked into every nook and cranny. By the way, how is your cranny, eh?
Well, she's about 70 now.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about, cranny?
I'm talking about nooks and crannies. Oh. I can't say much for the nooks, but the crannies have all been repainted.
Well, well, now, wait a minute, Groucho. You see, buying a hotel is a risk, unless there's something novel in it.
Well, there's a novel in it if you can write, Al. No, this hotel has television. What did I get into that day?
You got nothing out of it.
This, boy, may go back in again. Al, this hotel has television in every room.
Television in every room? Are you sure, Groucho?
Well, it's not exactly television. The rooms just have large keyholes.
Well, that'll help. That'll help. Are there any people living in the hotel?
Yes, the new Secretary of State, Atchison, is there.
Atchison?
Yes.
Anyone important beside Atchison?
Yes, Topeka and Santa Fe.
I'm sorry, Groucho. I don't think we can make a deal today.
Jolson, every man with money should remember the old saying, you can't take it with you. Now, I have a proposition that's even better.
What is it?
Well, since you can't take it with you, why don't you let me hold it until you get back?
Al, can't we forget that little misunderstanding about my wanting to leave?
Okay, Oscar. We'll start all over again. We'll try to understand each other a little better. In sickness or in health, for better or for worse.
Al, I just want to stay on the show. I don't want to marry you. Anyway, I'll see you back in the music hall next week.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I always look forward to Thursday, when I can sing an Irving Berlin song. And this one of Irving's is based on a true incident from life. It's about a man who left a will containing no money, no material things, just beautiful thoughts. I know a millionaire who's burdened down with care. A load is on his mind. He's thinking of the day when he must pass away and leave his wealth behind. I haven't any gold to leave when I grow old. Somehow it passed me by. I'm very poor, but still I'd leave a precious will when I must say goodbye. I leave the sunshine to the flowers. I leave the springtime to the trees. And to the old folks, I'll leave memories of a baby on their knees. I'll leave the nighttime to the dreamer. I'll leave the songbirds to the blind.
I leave the moon above to those in love. When I leave the world behind, when I leave the world behind.
Good night, everybody.
These podcasts are sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society. Visit our website at www.jolson.org. As Al Jolson used to say, in the words he made famous,
"You ain't heard nothing yet."